Give credit to Bentley. I thought she really set the tone early for the Sun. I thought she really hurt us. I don't think we did a very good job at all defending her all night. We fouled too much, way too much. I don't know if that had anything to do with the back-to-back or not, but you've got to be more disciplined on the road. You've got to defend without fouling. I thought we shot well enough, 46% from the field, but when you turn the ball over 25 times, and I'd say of those 25 turnovers, at least 12 were unforced, you know, then they didn't cause us to turn the ball over. And they turned their turnovers into points, and I felt like every time we made a run and got close, then we turned around and shot ourselves in the foot by doing something stupid. So give Connecticut credit. They played well tonight.
Then talk for a second about how difficult it is to get into any kind of rhythm when the refs are blowing the whistles
but they're blowing it on both sides of the floor. You know, you just have to adjust. You know, you can't let the officiating take you out of your game. You just play. You know, if they call the foul, then adjust. If they're calling it tight, then adjust. You know, quickly acting like a fool when you get a foul called on you. And I think that we've just got to learn to do that. Both teams, you know, I don't like games where you see the players bitching and griping and whining at the officiating all night long. You know, just get over it. Just get over it. This is the way it's going to be, and you got to deal with it. Use your energy for something else. but we had some stupid fouls. You know, we had some bad fouls. You know, we lunged. We got out of position. We just didn't do the things that we needed to do. But at the end of the day, the 25 turnovers and they get to 32 free throws, but we fouled.
January and Zellis both looked like they were having a little bit of trouble getting loose at different points.
Well, I mean, January's 1-for-7. She has 5 turnovers, but she hadn't practiced in, I don't know, what, 10 days? 8 days?
3 or 4.
She didn't practice.
Last game.
Whenever the last game was, she didn't practice.
It was Saturday.
Yeah. So she looked out of sync. But, you know, we looked a step slow. They looked fresh. It reminded me a little bit of how Washington looked last night on their back-to-back. You know, it's tough. To be honest with you, I don't think anybody should have a back-to-back at Connecticut. It takes too long to get here. You can't fly in, then you've got another hour and a half drive, and I think the league needs to do something about making anybody have a back-to-back at Connecticut. Connecticut shouldn't have one. It's just too hard to get here. It's hard enough to do a back-to-back when you fly into a city and go right to the hotel, but when you have to fly into a city and then drive another hour and a half, that's ridiculous. So it's fatiguing in itself. I just think that's unfortunate. You know, there's some cities you can get into easy and then you can do it, but this is not one of them.
So far this season, there's been so much up and down between all of the teams in the East. The lack of consistency. I mean, today Atlanta crushed Chicago.
Yeah, but was Chicago on a back-to-back?
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay, so the back-to-back is...
Well, back-to-back's really
it's
tough.
It's a great equalizer.
Well, it's not a great equalizer. It's just tough. If you're able to win, their back-to-back, they were at home, and then they went there. The toughest thing is on the road and on the road back-to-back. And then throw in the drive into Connecticut. I don't think there's anything tougher than that because of the extra, you know, now you spend another hour and a half on the bus. I think the back-to-backs cause you to skew a little bit whether you win or lose or not. You know, what happens when both teams are fresh, whether you're home or away? I think you have to look at that. But I think there is a lot of teams that can beat each other. You know, Tulsa beat Phoenix. L.A. lost to Washington. And then, you know, we turned around and beat Washington. And then Connecticut lost to Washington. And then Connecticut beat us. So I think you're going to see a lot of teams beating each other.
Just talking a little bit about Natasha Howard and the impact that she's had already. And when Catchings comes back, how you feel that's going to
Well, I mean, Natasha's getting an awful lot of quality experience that she wouldn't be getting if Catch was healthy. You know, but I'm still not satisfied with Howard. I think we can get more out of her. I don't feel like she's ready to play the game. She's ready to play the second half. I want her to defend better. I want her to be more aggressive offensively. You know, maybe I'm being greedy for a rookie because sometimes when she plays like a rookie, I get upset. I don't want her to play like a rookie because we need her right now. But obviously she is helping us. You know, she's got a huge potential in this league. It's just going to take her some time to understand the offensive and defensive system and learn how to be more physical.
I know that it's the middle of, we're just at the start of the season. Are you taking a little bit of time to reflect on what's going on and that this is going to be the last one?
Yes. I mean, I have just finished a two-part blog for ESPNW, and it's just talking, reflecting on my past and my current, and it's kind of all related to the fact that I'm retiring. I'm going to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame next weekend. And so I have taken the time. I think when they asked me to write that blog, it made me think about the very beginning to now. And so I've spent some time working on that, and it's been fun to do it.
Well, I will tell you that the podcast with you and Rebecca discussing everything that we did about the sport was like the highest one that I ever had.
Well, you know, we like Rebecca and I there that can be pretty controversial. This blog, what do you see this blog? No holds barred.